We're joined now by Knoxville girls tennis coach Nick DeMoss on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA Careless. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. And, Coach, a lot has happened since we talked last. You've had a doubles team state qualifier, and you advanced a couple of rounds into team regionals. I guess your thoughts on the last couple of weeks of girls tennis for Knoxville. It's not quite over yet as the team season came to an end, but you got a couple individuals that are still going.
Yeah, since we talked last, we ended up winning the team conference title, so that was really exciting. And not only did we win the team conference title, but then we also took the singles and the doubles title, so that was pretty special. And actually even got second and in doubles, and then Addie Duncan came back and got fifth in singles, just a few points away from being in the finals herself. So, overall, it was a really good job by our kids. And then, we had that momentum and we rode that into regionals, and we ended up qualifying a doubles team. And then, we had a good first round against Seidel, and I thought our girls played pretty well. We were battling some sickness there against Boone, and we dropped a tiebreaker early, and that would have given us been 3-3 coming out of singles. And I think we were going to win two of those doubles. So, we were right in the hunt there, and we got a lot to be proud of and look forward to the next year.
And, in that conference championship, it was not uncommon, but, your one doubles and your two doubles played each other for the championship. And I asked, Janie and Marley, who ended up winning that, what was it like playing against Jordan and Isla? And they said it was almost kind of like a practice in some ways.
Yeah, they hit with each other a lot, so that they were pretty familiar with one another. So all of us coaches, we just decided to stay out of it and let them kind of do their own thing, not to show any favoritism to either team. You're happy to be there playing yourselves rather than, fighting against somebody else where a conference title's on the line. And we'd already had the conference title wrapped up as a team, so that was fun. And obviously Island and Jordan wanted to win bad too, but Janie and Marley came out on top, and then they showed that they were a really good doubles team. And I think we ended up with around a fifth seed for the state tournament coming up.
What do you do, what do you and Coach Richard do when that is going on? Like you said, you just kind of watch and stay out of it. If one of the teams needs, some coaching, I'm sure you give it to them, but it's not like, we can't really root for either one of them, can we?
Yeah, we tried to stay out of it completely. Bridget was playing on the other court, so against Albia, so we were kind of more into that match and trying to help Bridget. And, those girls, I think they understand, we don't want to coach either team and show any favoritism, but we're obviously rooting for a good tight match. But our focus there was on Bridget for that match, and we let those two teams duke it out to see who would win the conference title.
Talking to Nick DeMoss, Knoxville girls tennis coach on KNIA Careless on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. We now go to the team regional. You beat Seidel 5-0, and then go up to Waterloo and play Boone, and, a tough match, tough end to it, but you had a couple girls step up and win some matches to kind of extend that a little further than I'm sure what Boone wanted to.
Yeah, we won at 4-5. We played a pretty tight match at number 3, and we had a really tight match at number 1. So, Addie, that match, whether we went to doubles, kind of came down to Addie's match, because that match was still on, and that would have been the fifth point for Boone. And went to a tiebreaker, and it was kind of funny because Addie told me, she said, "I'm going to win this, and if I don't, I'm walking home." And she got down 5-1 early, and I'm like, oh man, it's going to be a long walk. But you could just tell in her body language, she knew she wasn't going to lose. And she came back and then took a 6-5 lead, and then ended up winning that tiebreaker, I think 10-6. So, I think she won 9 straight points there. She just exudes confidence in herself, and it comes out in her play.
Let's talk about Addie Duncan. I think first time she's ever played competitively in tennis. I'm sure, you know, in the past couple of years she's hit around with Sister Hannah and, you know, just played for fun. But I think she's discovered that tennis, that's another sport that she has found a little talent for.
Yeah, you know, I think girls realize, you know, they come out for tennis and they figure out, you know, this sport is really fun. And I hear it all the time. They're always like, yeah, I wish I would have come out as a freshman, or I wish I would have come out, you know, a year or two earlier if they come out when they're a junior or a senior. And, you know, I think that she has that competitive fire and, you know, we've tweaked some things on her grips and how she hits her shots. And she was able to progress really, really quickly. And, you know, she's a competitor in tennis. You get to compete and, you know, you're not always going to win, but if you put your mind to it, you can figure out your opponent's weaknesses and still come back and win, even if they might have a little bit more talent than you.
And then the capper, Janie Mosdam and Marley Cox get to state as individuals out of the individual regional. That had to be a very great day for them, and looks like they were the team to beat, and they just took it and said, all right, we're the team to beat us, and no one did.
Yeah, you know, we've had some really tough draws. You know, Janie's one of the top players in the state. I think she was rated eighth this year in singles. And we've just gotten some really tough singles draws. You know, a couple years ago when she was a sophomore, we drew Xavier and she was a runner-up state alternate. And then, you know, we got sent to Pella last year that had the third and sixth place singles player. And the girl that beat her for third took the girl that ended up sixth to three sets. So, you know, we had like four of the top 10 or 12 players in the state in that regional, you know, so that was a little bit of a bummer for her. And then, you know, the state sent us to Fairfield, and there was a lot of really good singles players in Fairfield too. And we thought doubles was where we were really excelling there late in the season. So that's the path we chose. And, you know, I think we made the right decision.
What's the outlook as far as a tournament? I know you found out the brackets as we were talking here. Looks like you feel pretty good about them, that they can advance a round or two.
Yeah, you know, I think we're a top eight team, but you got to come out and play. And every team that makes it to the state tournament is a good team. You know, there's no teams that aren't good that make it to the state tournament. So you have to come out and you have to play your best tennis. And, you know, if we play the tennis that we are capable of, then we're going to win some matches. And, you know, I could see us being a top four team. But, you know, if we come out and we don't make the shots that we're supposed to, those teams are going to take advantage of that. And you're not going to be able to do that very often. So, you know, any given Sunday is what I always tell them. You know, you play your best day, whether you win or lose, go out playing your best tennis and shake their hand at the end of the day. And, you know, if they beat you, they beat you, but you're always wanting to play your best tennis.
All right. Well, best luck to you and the girls next weekend as you go up there and try to see if you can, you know, get some wins.
That'd be great. Thank you, Derek.
That's Nick DeMoss, Knoxville girls tennis coach. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA Everlast.